Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije. Spoštovane poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Z vami sem Katarina van der Linden in na drugi strani telefonske linije prav lepo pozdravljam nam in vam vsem dobro znano predsednico Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, tajnico Slovenskega društva Melbourne in članico Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu, Frances Urbas Johnson. Lep pozdrav, Frances.
Hvala lepa, Katarina, in tudi ti lepo pozdravljena in vsem poslušalke in poslušalci. Hvala.
Ja, Frances, midve bi se danes naj pogovarjali o 17. slovenskem festivalu v Geelongu, ki bi naj bil v soboto 4. aprila. Je pa seveda sedaj, glede na stanje, kakršno je, ne samo v Avstraliji, ampak tudi po svetu, je situacija zdaj malo drugačna in je prav, da tudi javnost in slovensko skupnost o tem obvestiva.
That's right, Katarina. Things have changed dramatically, and as they are changing every day. Overnight and this morning, the Council of Slovenian Organisations of Victoria had to make a decision as to whether the festival would go ahead. And we felt that in the current climate, it was appropriate for the festival to be postponed until further notice. And until we get a better idea of how this virus is affecting our community, and when I say community, I speak, you know, not just here in Victoria, but on a global level. So, yeah, at this point in time, unfortunately, we will have to postpone it, just because the, you know, public health is the highest priority for us, and making sure that our community is safe. So we will look at a later date in the year at this stage.
Ja, seveda, to je vsem v interesu, da se vsi čim bolje izogibamo tega virusa, čeprav javnost nas opozarja, da se po vsem temu virusu ne da izogniti. Ampak vseeno me zanima, kaj to pomeni za slovensko skupnost, ker vemo, da je slovenska skupnost večinoma starejša in tudi v cerkve hodijo večinoma starejši ljudje. Kaj zdaj to za njih pomeni?
Yeah, that's right. It is a high risk age group, and I think for me it's about taking precautionary measures, and I believe that there are many people that are also taking precautionary measures. It's the advice of our health authorities, it's the advice of our government authorities to be taking precautionary measures, to not panic, but to be washing our hands, to be maintaining distances from each other, to maintain a healthy lifestyle, to be really looking after ourselves. So I think that we have to take a holistic approach and just, you know, try to cover all those bases.
In seveda tudi kot članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu verjetno odsvetuješ kakršnokoli potovanje čez lužo, ali pač tudi ne?
Ja, to pa res ne vem, kaj bo. Moram kar počakati, vsi čakamo to. Zares ni za potovanje sedaj, ne vem, če bi sedaj potovala, ampak ja, bomo videli, kaj bo prišlo.
No, in to odločitev ste sprejeli, si rekla danes oziroma čez noč je prišla odločitev, pa mogoče, kako se pa ti in tvoja družina na to pripravljate, kaj počnete v teh dnevih, a še vedno hodijo otroci v šolo, ti še vedno hodiš v službo, kaj se dogaja pri vas?
Ja, za zdaj, ja, jaz še hodim v službo, moj mož tudi, tudi gre v službo, otroci so vse v šoli, not that they are happy about that, they can't wait for the school to be closed, but that's kids. I can't buy toilet paper, I'm not panicking, I haven't been panic buying, but there are so many people panic buying and making it difficult for many people in our community, particularly the elderly or those less fortunate that are unable to, be able to buy in bulk or to run to the toilet paper aisle. So I hope that there is some calm restored. It is difficult to be calm when things are so uncertain. We don't know when the end of this will be happening, which makes people, it builds up their fear and it builds up their panic. And I hope that we can all just take a deep breath and just approach this as calmly as we possibly can. We're all in it together. And we have to support each other and look after each other, not just the people that we know, but as a community and as a global community.
Seveda, in čeprav se moramo izogibati vseh teh dogodkov, kjer je veliko ljudi, pa zaprtih prostorov, mi mlajši, če lahko tako rečem, se še vedno lahko povezujemo in se pogovarjamo preko spleta. Vem, da pa starejši pa tega niso vajeni, zdaj lahko, da se bodo počutili osamljene. Kaj, ne vem, mogoče bi lahko kako drugače stopili skupaj, ampak vseeno se mi zdi, da kot skupnost moramo nekako držati in si pomagati en drugemu.
Oh, that is a very, very valid point, very good point. We do have to stick together, and yes, it can be increasingly difficult. People can feel more isolated. You know, we are being pushed towards that very word, isolation, and when you think of that, it has a negative connotation. And I hope that, you know, this virus can be resolved and some answers, you know, brought around as soon as possible, and that we can move through this all together, all united, as quickly as we possibly can. It's unprecedented, and I think that is a difficult situation too. Modern day governments, especially here in Australia, haven't had to deal with something like this. It's difficult for all of us. It's, you know, I keep saying to myself, it's a very interesting time to live in. I've never lived through going to the supermarket and seeing empty shelves. I know that my parents have. It's very interesting times. But I hope that we can all pull through this together and look after each other and hopefully keep our community together, especially the Slovenian community. It will be more difficult. It will be more difficult to get together when we meet each other, or, you know, as I said, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like going to masses or, you know, going to other events. Obviously numbers will be down, but hopefully it won't last too long.
Ja, in če imate dedka, babico, vsi tisti mlajši, ki nas poslušate, ali pa če poznate koga, ki nima dostopa do interneta, pa pobrskajte in najdite telefonsko številko in jih pokličite, ker vem, da jim bo to zelo veliko pomenilo.
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely idea, and I think, you know, we all just have to look after each other and make sure that everyone gets through this together. That's a beautiful idea, Katarina.
Drage poslušalke, pogovarjam se s Frances Urbas Johnson, vsem dobro znano članico slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu in tudi članico sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Wow, Frances, to se vedno sliši tako resno, ampak jaz vem, da si ti zelo nasmejana oseba, pozitivna. In če se ne motim, si pred kratkim srečala Abrahama.
Yes, ja, imaš prav.
No, meni se res zelo, zelo fascinantno zdi, ker niti slučajno ne zgledaš, da bi že srečala Abrahama. Kako ti uspeva ostajati tako mladostna?
Maja, hvala. Thank you for your very kind words.
Well, it's
true. I don't know what to say. But look, do you know, when I was a young girl, a teenager, and I was trying to go to nightclubs, I could never get in because I looked too young in the face. And then I said to myself, "Gee, I hope this youthfulness stays up when I'm in my 30s." So I don't know. I don't think it's held up that far now. Oh, I'm too far gone now, but. I don't know. I think it was something in the genes. It's got nothing to do with me or my lifestyle. But look, I'm very grateful to have made it to 50 years. I've had an interesting 50 years. You know, of course, there's good and bad times, but generally, I feel really great. I'm surrounded by a loving family. I've got wonderful friends, wonderful people, wonderful community. I'm very grateful for everything. When there are tough times, it's easier to get through those because you have such a wonderful support team around you. It's an interesting milestone. I don't know how much further I'm going to go, but I'll give it my best shot.
In si imela kakšno praznovanje? So te doma kaj počastili, presenetili, razvajali?
Yes, well, I'm not a party person. Nisem taka, da bi imela tako veliko fešto, ampak leto sem se odločila, da, no, zakaj ne? In to je res kriv Lenko, ker on mi je to dal v glavo. ko smo se srečala na planici, mi je on dal v glavo to in potem sem se malo razmišljala in sem mislila, no, zakaj ne, bi bilo lepo, da vidimo se prijatelje in da je družina, da smo vse skup. No, pa smo tam, smo imeli tako praznovanje pri klubu, slovenskemu klubu v Eltamu in je res bilo čudovito, da sem imela vse prijatelje in družino, smo bili vse skup, enkratno, it's once in a lifetime stuff and I'm really glad I did it, even though I'm not a party person.
Ja, tudi iskrene čestitke iz naše strani, od Tanje, Lentija in mene, da upamo, da bo še dolgo let osrečevala slovensko skupnost in seveda tudi tvojo družino in prijatelje. In tudi vem, da si zelo aktivna, telesno aktivna in hodiš velikokrat na 1000 steps.
Oh, yeah. Look, thank you very much for your kind words and your wishes. Yes, I try to get out and about into nature a little bit. I find the 1000 steps at Mount Dandenong National Park just an absolutely beautiful place to be. It is quite tranquil, even though it is busy with a lot of people, but it is gets you back to a beautiful place in nature. Again, it's a memorial walk, reminding us of the Kokoda Trail. So it gets you thinking about that side of things and the sacrifices that our armed forces made many years ago. It just makes me feel grateful to live in a free world, to live in this wonderful country, and basically just to be alive.
Ja, Frances, najlepša hvala, da si vzela čas in da sva malo poklepetali in dejva še enkrat spomniti vse poslušalce, da je 17. slovenski festival v Geelongu prestavljen za nedoločen čas in da bodo seveda vsi obveščeni, da bomo obveščeni, kdaj se bo to zgodilo, ko bo seveda ta koronavirus malce potihnil. Če bo, upajmo, da bo.
Yeah, točno, Katarina. So for now, yes, the festival has been postponed. We do hope to firm up a date, perhaps later in the year, once we, get through this difficult time. And we do look forward to celebrating the event when we can, to its maximum capacity, so that we give it the best shot that we absolutely can. We're very much looking forward to being with the Slovenian community in that capacity, and hopefully we can get through this virus, as soon as we can as a community, and get together and celebrate after that. And thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.